AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Moments from now, a judge will announce the verdict in the trial of a white Cleveland police officer charged with manslaughter in the killings of a black man and woman. The two were in a car that was speeding past police headquarters in November of 2012 when the car backfired. Police thought somebody in the car had fired a gun. There was a high-speed chase, and 13 officers fired 137 shots at the car. Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams were shot more than 20 times each and died. Officer Michael Brillo was the only officer criminally charged. Prosecutors say that's because he fired when the car was stopped and there was no longer a threat. On this Memorial Day weekend, the Commander-in-Chief is saluting those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the service of their country.
We cannot bring them back, nor can we ease the pain of their families and friends who live with their loss.
But the president says we can honor their memory, care for their families, and for the veterans who served with them. The president will visit Arlington Cemetery on Monday, Memorial Day. It was a late Friday night for senators, but they weren't partying. They were trying to figure out what to do about NSA surveillance programs. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell is warning against allowing key parts of the Patriot Act to expire, among them the program that allows the NSA to scoop up domestic phone records in bulk.
This is a high-threat period, and we know what's going on overseas. We know what's been tried here at home.
He says he'll call the Senate back into session on Sunday, May 31st. The Patriot Act expires, at least parts of it, due at midnight on the 31st. Same-sex marriage is on its way to becoming a constitutional right in Ireland, say those on both sides of the issue. Following the world's first national vote on the matter yesterday, they don't know the margin of victory yet. This is AP Radio News. A TV reality show is being pulled off the air. Oscar Wells Gabriel tells us why.
We're the Duggars.
TLC has pulled the plug on 19 Kids and Counting, a move that follows reports that the oldest of the 19 was involved in wrongdoing as a youngster. The network cannot discuss the allegations into Josh Duggar, but it says it is deeply saddened and troubled by the situation. Various reports have said Duggar is accused of fondling five girls between 2002 and 2003. He has issued an apology on Facebook for what he calls bad behavior as a youngster, but did not specify what that behavior was. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
It is a first step to becoming a saint in the Roman Catholic Church, beatification, and huge crowds are expected today in El Salvador for the ceremony to beatify Roman Catholic Archbishop Oscar Romero. He was shot to death 35 years ago. The gunman's never been identified, and no one has ever been prosecuted in the killing. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.